HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
So today we're talking about keeping parenting real for the modern day parents. You know, just a few minutes ago, I got a call from my son asking me where he had kept some of his important documents. Can you believe that? I had a quick walk down memory lane just thinking of the innumerable times my children would call me when I was in meetings or in the thick of work, and sometimes wanting me to even play referee and resolve fights between them. Back then, I'd wonder which role do I step in first. But of course, gradually with time and experience, I think I've been able to balance it better now. Or so I believe I can. But you know, there are still some days where I really don't know how to deal with their shenanigans. Being a parent is an exhausting job, and more so if you're in a nuclear family. Don't you think that you wish children would just come with parenting manuals? It would have made our job so much easier. Being a mother of three, over the years, I've always turned to family and friends to use them as my support system. I think sometimes just hearing even simple things from another person, even though you may already know it, really helps. And that's why I'm here, sharing some hacks with you to give you a slightly different perspective. And believe you me, it really helps. If you have a question for me, WhatsApp them on 8108-943-943. I have with me the first caller of the day. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sahil here.
Hi, Sahil. So what's your question for me?
Neerja, I have an 18-year-old son who is always glued to either his laptop or his phone. We live under the same roof. However, I feel that I and my wife, we don't exist for him. As long as his needs are fulfilled, he's content.
You know, this reminds me of a story, of a little anecdote that my friend just told me a couple of days ago. So she was saying that her son actually spent time with them because the Wi-Fi was down at their house. And the son turns around and tells them that, you know, you all seem like nice people. I mean, isn't it strange? I think a lot of us are facing such issues, especially since the lockdown. Very often, a common mistake we all make is not setting limits. A lot of parents tend to give in to the child's demands just to maintain peace in their lives. It's a price that you pay for peace. However, we need to understand that there is a very fine line between being disciplined and being too easygoing. I think the solution would be to make sure that we have limits and consequences in place for unacceptable behavior. Of course, what really remains is that we need to be accountable for our behavior as parents. Our children will not learn what we just teach them, what we just tell them. But what they learn from is what they observe. They learn best by imitating. So if you decide to put your gadgets away and enjoy a meal once a day with the whole family, rest assured your kids will be doing the same very soon. But till things become better, just keep calm, because it's okay really for feathers to be ruffled. It's okay not to be okay. So time for our next caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi Neerja, I'm Dushyant.
Yes Dushyant, what's your question for me?
My daughter is a brilliant student. However, there is a flip side to it. If she doesn't get 100 on 100, she cries. Tears are shed over things that are not a big deal. For example, a perfect score. She is ambitious, but I'm worried about her ability to deal with disappointment.
I'm so glad you realize the importance of teaching your child to cope with disappointment and failure. I believe that it's really important not to react negatively when your child is disappointed. You know, while that can be hard, I can imagine that, but just remind yourself of the times you needed to vent or just have a good cry to get through a rough situation. Maybe she just needs to do that. And let's stay away from saying it's not a big deal, because you know what? The odds are that this failure is a big deal for your child. This is a big disappointment for her. And just dismissing it as an unimportant issue may look like you don't really care or you don't know what really matters to her. So instead, try saying, I know this is hard for you, and try and see it from her perspective. Try and empathize with her. And maybe if you think appropriate, you can share some of your childhood stories over coping with such disappointments. I think the key is to use these disappointments and setbacks as opportunities to teach her about resilience. But remember, Dushyant, all through this, the most important thing is just keep calm, because it's okay. If any of you listeners have any suggestions for Dushyant, please WhatsApp them on 8108-943-943. That's 8108-943-943. So time for our next caller.
Hello, Neerja. I'm Samantha. I have two kids close to age 7 and 13. They're always fighting about something or the other. Just yesterday, they had a fight about who dropped snacks on the couch. I'm just so tired of being a referee all the time.
Hi, Samantha. Thanks so much for calling in. You know, this is something we all as parents have gone through, go through, and will continue to go through. In fact, I've coined a name for my children. I call them frenemies, because they're just friends and they're enemies at the same time, with or without you kind of a situation. But you know, I also feel the same, that sometimes I just get tired of being a referee. So what I do sometimes, and maybe that may help you as well, is, you know, why not ask the kids to sort the matter amongst themselves? So you step away and let them sort it out. And maybe you can suggest that both can clear the mess. Because if the mess is not cleared, then both will have to be sitting on a messy couch, because you're not going to be cleaning it for sure. In fact, what may also help you is, you know, assigning responsibilities on a rotation basis. And maybe you can mark it on the calendar, or even put up sticky notes on the fridge. Like, who's going to clean the room today? Who's going to help with the cooking? Who's going to clean the table post lunch and dinner? I think just assigning them jobs and responsibilities just may help save many arguments and many fights. So try these hacks, and if the listeners out there have any other suggestions, please share them with me on 8108-943-943. Being a parent has really taught me a lot about my own strengths, which I didn't know I had, and also dealing with fears, which I didn't know I have. Now here's the homework for the week, and this is something that both you and I can do. From tomorrow itself, let's plan to have a meal once a day with the entire family, with the kids. Now here's the caveat. The only time you're allowed to really use your phone is to click a picture of the whole family together. Let's keep the phone away and let's not use it for any messages, any WhatsApps. This is me time with the family, quality time, so let's enjoy it. Do send me the pictures on our WhatsApp number 8108-943-943. That's 8108-943-943. Don't forget to send in your thoughts and questions to me about parental burnout and the ways that you think are best to tackle it. That's going to be our conversation next Sunday on the OK Not OK show. In fact, if there is a particular aspect of parenting that you would like me to talk about, you can WhatsApp on 8108-943-943. Have a great Sunday, and remember to keep calm, because it's okay. Hugs and love, Neerja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.